Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hey, Robin, it's great to be here with you again, and we're jumping into the book of Nehemiah.
I love Nehemiah. How many pastors have preached many sermons on Nehemiah, books written on leadership, Nehemiah. Many times I've been able to be inspired by this man that has been so intentional. And I thought it'd be fun today to have an intentional moment, start our day off with a challenge.
Let's do it.
I want to challenge these men and women to get up in the morning and walk right outside that door, that front door, and get some sunshine on your face. No better time than summertime. I'd just been to see my doctor this week, and she was talking to me and saying, you know, Robin, there's a certain way to wake up your body. And that cortisol in your body, that thing that makes the inner tube around your tummy, you want to get rid of that stuff. So she says, when you wake up in the morning, you get that sunshine on your face, and that cortisol will be woken up. And then there's a way to put that cortisol to bed at night, too. But I'm talking about those morning moments. You get outside that door, you just stand there for a minute, and guess what happens? You just begin to quote that verse, Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm enjoying sunshine on my face, and I got the Son of God in my heart and my Savior. It's quite a moment. Why don't you try it tomorrow morning when that sunshine comes and it calls, bids you to come outside, have a little moment with Jesus, and start your day knowing that this will be a day that God has created for me to live.
That is so great. I love it. And I love the challenge. And what better time than this summer time? We've had so much heat, Robin, and I actually love the heat, but how beautiful to combine that with the Son of God, to wake your body up in the morning, get outside, just like you said. And I didn't know that about the cortisol and that tire around our tummies and stuff. So that's really, really great news. I love it. And I also love the book of Nehemiah. So let's jump right in. We've got Nehemiah 2:5. If it pleases the king, and if I, your servant, have found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah, where my fathers are buried, so that I can rebuild it. Rebuilding is going to be the main point of the book of Nehemiah. However, one of the things that stands out so clearly to me in this verse is found favor in his sight. I went through a season where I mixed up God's love and God's favor. They really are two different things, very different meanings. God's love is steadfast, unconditional. God's favor wavers. It is conditional. Nehemiah wept when he heard that the Jewish remnant that survived the exile were in great trouble. The wall of Jerusalem had been broken down and its gates had been burned with fire. He mourned and fasted and prayed, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. Because of God's great love, we can come to him with any request. We can come to him about anything for anything. But he may or may not grant us favor. It is out of his great love for us, however, that he grants us favor or not. Some things we ask for may not be good for us. So we don't want to receive his favor for our request, when in reality, he has shown us his love by saying no. God always knows and wants what is best for us because he loves us. Robin, was there ever a time in your life when you mixed up God's love and his favor? Maybe you asked him for something and his answer was no. Did it make you feel like he didn't love you?
interesting question, Lisa, and what a great devotional on understanding the love of God. So steadfast, always present, and in my heart, where I've asked Jesus to live, I know that he loves me so much. But there's something that comes with that favor of God, and I've can't believe how many times I really pray in a private moment before I walk into something that's going to be difficult or something that I know not of. And I'll say, oh God, help me to have favor. And when I read your devotional, I thought, man, I have prayed that prayer over and over and over again because I want to be good at, you know, doing life well, which means my conversations are good, means that I can, my arms are good with giving hugs. I can see things happening in a room, you know, that Jesus can help me use my eyes and my arms and my words so that I can actually receive favor in the room. And another word besides favor is like finesse. Like I'm going to be good at doing something. God is going to make a way for me so that I can walk through and somebody will be like, hey, they'll fold me in or they'll receive my hugs and they'll have a good conversation with me. And those are times of favor. And I do remember, you know, if it's not getting the favor of the Lord for me, it's like unanswered prayers. You know, I think of the times when I feel like, wait, God did not answer my prayer. And, you know, in that moment, if I've been weak or I'm drained or I'm running on low energy, and then I have that moment where it's unanswered prayer in my eyes and in my feelings, it can be quite a moment of disappointment. And, you know, that's why some people get mad at God. And I would have to say I've probably been mad at God a few times in life where it just didn't go in my where I thought it should go. And, you know, looking back at Nehemiah, he's rebuilding a moment. And so all of that, you know, that I have to say, God, I do trust you. I'm praying for favor, but I know you love me. That all is just well in my soul. You know, that's where I kind of have to arrive. But in all of that, I have these changing moments in life. So I'm in my 50s now and I have adult children. So that's completely different. When I had a couple of toddlers running around and I was, you know, working on my marriage, all those days have gone by now. Now I'm more well-established and actually, maybe I'm not so good in going through menopause and, you know, realizing I'm the only one in the house when my husband goes to work. I have a lot of alone time now. And I don't know how good I am at because I have to rebuild the moment. And I'm finding myself over the years as I can look back now that there are many seasons that come and go. And if I'm not good at change and transitioning, I can kind of make a mess on my hands. But I continue to ask Jesus to journey with me, help me to find favor in the moment as I'm learning these new things. Because look at this schedule, look at this this list of words: to be overshadowed, to be underrated, to be overweight. That's a huge one for this menopause world. To be underqualified, to be under attack, to be over anxious, to be over responsible. All of those words just resonate with me as I look at those moments where I feel alone and I don't have answered prayers and I feel like life should be going this way. And God takes those moments over and over and over again and says, Robin, it's okay. I got your back. I know you don't understand, but I want to change your perspective and your view a bit and show you another direction so that you land where I want you to land, which is the love of God nestled in this beautiful heart where God keeps me humble, he keeps me gracious, and I have gratitude for what I have instead of complaining about what I don't have and complaining about this transition that feels awkward and way too difficult for me. God takes those moments like a Nehemiah and says, I will rebuild this. You will have beautiful walls in your life. And guess where you arrive? When you go through all of this in the Christian walk, one of our pillars in life is joy. So I could say, Lisa, man, I want some joy today. But that's not how you ask for joy. You get in the trenches, you live it out, and you journey with God, and you obey, and you, in private moments, ask for favor from God, the Almighty God, that he would help you to have finesse with dealing with people, with understanding your own soul, understanding all the not enoughs in your own life. Those moments really count because we're going to ask God to make us whole, right? In the book of Colossians, it talks about God, he will make us complete. Well, that complete still is full human, right? So we're still going to feel the whole panorama of all these emotions in life. We're still going to problem solve pretty much every day. I got to problem solve something, right? You wake up and you go, wait, didn't I just clean this kitchen floor yesterday? Yeah, it's time to clean it again. And so what do we do with those moments? Mm-hmm. I want to rebuild those moments so that I can continue to say, I will keep growing. I want to keep stretching. And then in that comes that joy that I am after.
Robin, that is so beautiful. You explained that better than I could have ever explained it myself. I love, and I always love how you pull other scriptures in. You know your Bible well, and it is because you spend time in the Word. You spend time, you've spent many years cultivating a relationship with the Lord and His Word, and truly, the Word is in you. And I never really thought about that whole rebuilding in the sense of different seasons and transition can be hard. Mm-hmm. But you're right. If we're focused on God and we're seeking Him, we're seeking joy, your challenge today to you know, put Him first and know that this is the day He made and the fact that we get to choose and rejoice and be glad in Him, how beautiful that then He can rebuild our walls, so to speak, but to rebuild our new season and take us into transition. This has been absolutely wonderful. We need to close our time in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Father, thank You for loving us unconditionally. Thank You that we can come to You for everything. Thank You that when we ask for things, You answer out of Your great love for us. Thank You that You don't always give us what we want. Thank You for granting favor to Nehemiah to rebuild the wall. Please show us what You might want us to rebuild today.